you doing today? This is Sean.
This is Aaron. Welcome back.
And this is episode 2 of the Smoky Boys. Hopefully today everything's going to go a little bit better. We're going to know what we're doing a little bit more. Who knows? We'll see. But I'm honestly hoping that everything just goes a little bit smoother, right, Aaron?
Yep.
So I guess kind of I wrote up some show notes here of what we should be talking about, kind of give us an idea. You know, kind of help us. I lost them, though, when I was looking for my... Oh, wait, I think... Nah, fuck it.
Shit.
You don't need them.
That'd be...
Yeah, those are them. Basically, what we're going to be doing today is we're going to fucking... what's it called?
Aaron, hold the fucking phone.
Yeah. We're going to basically do a lot of interesting things and hand me the phone. We're going to, first off, kind of talk about our what we've been doing for the past day and a half, I guess. Went on some interesting adventures. did some interesting things. And then on top of that, we're gonna go and fucking, we're gonna do a little bit of, I'm gonna have Aaron ask me some questions, because I know Aaron's always got a fucking question on his mind about something, whether it's theology, whatever the fuck it is. And then I guess we'll kind of rank some things, some of that. We'll rank the best dips. Also, there's an elk right there. You fucking just missed it. But we're going to rank the best dips.
I like it.
From top to bottom. And then basically, I guess we'll talk more then. So anyways, welcome back. You know, really quickly before we begin, really quickly, here's a quick word from Anchor. We hope you enjoy, and we'll be right back in a minute. All right, I'm gonna hand my phone over to Aaron. We're back. How are you guys doing? I hope you guys enjoyed that little ad.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Anyways, so basically, I guess this kind of thing, I just kind of wanted to talk about what we've been doing. And so, it feels like it's been a long time since we've talked to the...
We missed you guys.
We missed you. That one person out there listening to our like, podcast, we missed you. You know?
So we missed ourselves, basically.
Yeah, true. what have we been up to? So, yesterday was Monday. I went to work as usual. You know, usual shit.
Yep.
Did my phone calls for the day. I mean, 6 sales. Hella killer, bro. I fucking bombed that shit. And, what else did I do? And then I picked you up and I went fucking to,
To
the gym. We went to the gym. And we fucking sauna'd and swim and worked out.
Pissed some people off. And...
Yeah, that was a shit ton of fun. Rockies won, by the way, last night against the Dodgers. Go Rocks. I believe it was 6-1 Rockies against the Dodgers. It's a really good series so far. I'm really hoping that they continue to play hard. So let's go
Charlie Blackman for the win.
Yeah, dude, we'll talk a lot about Charlie Blackman. Do you want to continue from there? I feel like I've been talking a shit ton.
So basically, I don't know how much of this we can disclose, but we did some illegal shit and decided to go up to the mountains.
No, you forgot the reason why we went to the mountains.
Because our lives are shit and we wanted to get the fuck out.
True. Alright.
But basically there's a mine shaft up the mountains. And we're gonna go explore it. And we spent the night in the back of his car, put a little futon in there, spent the night there, and for some fucking reason, we could not find this abandoned mine house.
No, the thing is, we have this mine shaft, right? But then there's this mine shack that's across the, so there's this
this little valley.
This valley, right? There's this dirt road, you go in, it's through this valley, and you get to go to the top, and then... you're at this hill, and you turn left, and there's, like, an old, there's a massive, there. It's where they filtered out all the shillings from the gold, in the gold rush. This is where you're gonna realize how fucking nerdy I am. so that's where that's from, and so you go down, and you can look at it. It's really cool. There's kind of sad. There's just a dead dog there.
Yeah, that is sad.
It's really kind of weird. It's creepy. It's, you know.
Kind of turns me on, though. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, so last night, I don't know why we didn't record anything. I think we were up to like 3 a.m. because fuck it. And basically, then I was like, oh shit, we can't stay in the mountains forever because we gotta go. I gotta go see Charlie and Susie.
Susie, yeah.
I gotta go see Susie and you gotta go see Charlie. And so this morning we woke up probably around 8-ish, 9-ish, 8 o'clock, yeah.
And Sean had the brilliant idea to set about 23 alarms at 10-minute intervals, which was extremely terrible.
Okay, but the original plan was to wake up at 6 o'clock, go down to O Springs, so that way we didn't get in trouble.
True.
Because we didn't know if we were technically trespassing or not.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to risk it. I'm driving on some really insane shit right now, so you're gonna hear me curse in a little bit. But
if you don't like it, fuck you.
Yeah, well, fuck you anyways.
True.
I left a little bit at the end segment on the last episode explaining why we say fuck you at the end of episodes.
Oh, okay,
just,
good, good.
Because I think we just kind of said it without everyone realizing it. And everyone's just like, oh my god.
These guys are terrible.
Yeah, so I just like, okay, I left a little bit.
I mean, we are terrible.
Yeah. We were up to like 2 a.m. and I don't even know what the fuck happened. We were just like, what were we even talking about? Like,
I was trying to talk about deep shit, but
and then I kept going off and being like penis.
Yeah.
Shit. And yeah.
Good shit.
That looks fun.
What?
That.
Yeah, we should drive on that sometime.
Yeah. Once I get my car back up and running.
Yeah, so any of you car nerds out there, we might need some help, because his car just stopped working.
No, we know why it doesn't work.
Do we?
Yeah.
We think it's the spark plugs.
No, it's not.
What is it then?
I mean, I think it's the spark plugs. I need to replace them anyways.
Yeah.
It's, basically, I think the spark plugs were dead because of the part of it. No, I think I either have... I believe it's called the rotary shaft. Don't get mad at me, car geeks here. I'm gonna go into, this is a little bit of a story time with Sean here. I grew up, my papa, who's my grandfather on my mom's side, basically he worked on a lot of old fashioned cars, and when I was like 6, I think, he bought this old, it was a 1968 Buick Wildcat. Oh my god, I love the car still. He's actually getting I'm really jealous of him. He's getting another one now too, because he loves the car so much. I love it too. It's a beautiful car. It's a nice it's not like a hot rod, but it's not like a hot rod either. Like it's got like a nice engine on it that can easily race and shit, and like, but it's not like over the top, you know. So it still looks like a normal driving car that you can just drive on a daily basis, cruise through town. Really nice car. I love it. Yeah, that's what we gotta do. When I was 6, he bought this car. He had sold I don't remember what it was. I think there was a hot rod he had, and he sold that to buy this car. At the time, I didn't understand why he did it, but now I understand it was because literally the hot rod he had, he basically had to disassemble the entire engine block, and it was worthless at that point, and so he just was like, no. So, but he bought this car, and I love it to death, and it was a Savage build, which, for you car geeks out there, you're gonna understand what that means, is it's a car that's pretty much been sitting in a garage for 30, 50 years, maybe, 30, 40 years, and just hasn't been touched. And so it's just kind of sitting there. And so basically this car was just sitting in this garage, and it was all messed up. It was all rusted and everything. And he bought it for like, I think, $200. I went with him, and we towed it home, and it was really cool. Like the engine, they didn't even have a fucking engine in it. And we might have had fucking build a freaking engine for it and shit. It was It was a lot of fun. And so I'm really familiar with old cars. I can look at an old car, I go do 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 boop ba doo doo. I can name off all the parts. I can fucking build an engine block that's from an older car in my fucking sleep. And that's because it's a I believe what's called a top facing engine. I didn't realize there's a difference. But apparently newer cars have this thing called a side facing engine. It's more in foreign cars apparently. That is basically that the engine's facing sideways. And I had never seen that before, meaning when I'm looking at my engine, I have no fucking clue what I'm talking about. So, hear me out. But basically, I believe it's the fucking rotary shaft, which basically turns the pistons. It's either bent or damaged, or there's a part in the carburetor that's just fucking busted or something. I don't know. But, hey, you know, I mean, it's whatever. There we go. There's story time with Sean. You learned something. You
Yay!
Haven't. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know where we were going. We completely lost track. We were talking about my car.
Yeah.
Oh, about that trail, and then we were talking about the mountains. There we go. Sorry, okay. My bad. Anyways, back on track. So we went up to the mountains. We were up to like 3 a.m. The original plan was to go and stay the night up at this trailhead. And it's not like it wasn't private property or anything where we were staying. We just didn't know how legal it was to stay at that area. So I was like, okay, we get up at 6 and we'll just drive down to Idaho Springs. We'll eat some McDonald's and then.
Yeah, and cops love to ask questions sometimes too. So, you know, you just don't want to risk it.
So I was like, all right, you know, fuck it. Like, might as well. And then we can just fall asleep back in the McDonald's parking lot down in Idaho Springs. Basically that just, I said, no, fuck that. And I kept saying 10 more minutes of sleep, which is basically my life on a daily basis.
This is true.
So, wait, did we hit past the exit for?
Fuck, dude.
It's fine. We'll take it to.
Take it to the limit. Oh yeah. By the way, just a little background on me. I'm a huge music nerd, so I'll probably be quoting songs every. No matter what Sean says, I'll find a way to make it a song. So, yeah.
Yeah, so the plan was to wake up in 5 minutes, but then we were like, no. So there's across from this, anyways, from this abandoned building area, right? This filtered system area thing. I don't know what it's called exactly. I'm not a fucking gold miner. I mean, shit, I can talk about history all goddamn day. Basically, it's across from it. So we're like, okay, cool. We'll go down the hill, head down the ridge, and go up. We ended up going all the way down from Idaho Springs to, I think Blackhawk, actually, was the area that we wound up being in, and didn't know where my fucking car was, and so we were lost, and shit like that. We're gonna have to take a little quick break here, because I don't know where the fuck I'm going. We'll catch you up later.
Fuck
you. Fuck you. Yo, so we're recording again. We're back. Yeah, so this is like a month later after recording the other shit that happened.
There's no way it's been a month.
Yeah, January 20th is when we recorded the one. Yeah.
Fuck.
Those were good times. Dip we're doing right now is some Grizz Wintergreen.
My personal favorite.
But, yeah. So,
Grizzly in general is actually just my favorite.
But that's what's fun. So, I don't know. So we're walking around because my car broke.
Sean's got a knife in his hand. I've got a gasoline tank.
No, I don't.
Not anymore. I've got a gasoline tank in my hand. We're not up to anything.
Yeah, man, it's great. Life is fun. So, anyways, basically, I remembered this recording from a retreat like 2 years ago, and I feel like I should share it with you guys. I feel like it's just the right thing to do, right?
Right, of course.
All right,
it really gives me an idea of who we really are.
So there are a bunch of people on this, and I'm kind of hoping to give some context afterwards as to what the hell was happening. But for now, here we'll just play the tip.
I've learned better than to just go around on YouTube because there are some pretty weird shits on YouTube. I love when you just
like,
go
literally end my bar
and you just find yourself watching the stupidest shit in the weirdest hours.
No, okay. You can't even look up Let It Go without finding a porno, practically.
You can't find porno on YouTube.
You,
yeah,
can't,
you
can get pretty damn close.
I'm just saying, you can, but you have to look very hard. So if you find that
you... And you know what you're doing.
Or you could just go on X videos.
No.
Be smart.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, since you're a link, you YouTube so you think it's safe. And then you open it in class and it's just...
Sean, look up, like, bet.
Catholic school conversations.
Sean, get back in your bed. Sean, get back in your bed.
He has equal rights to eat.
He's
a hobbit. He
has
no
equal
rights. If he was a hobbit, why are you shorter?
Hobbit.
Fuck you.
What does that make you, Ethan?
I'm taking a whiz outside. Is that okay?
Yeah, probably, if you're not naked.
Can I take a whiz outside?
Yes, sir.
Can I take a shit outside?
If you do it without taking off your pants.
The earth is your bathroom.
If they yell at me, I'm gonna be like, yo, the senior said
something. Chris, stay like that, catch it in your mouth. It's a goldfish.
That's something I never want to hear. Lay like that, just catch it in your mouth. That'd be great. The angle works. How was that even supposed to get near my mouth?
Okay, wait.
If we're gonna shoot a porn, I gotta do it right.
That's what she said.
Just let this glide down your throat.
You're the type push the throat shit. That scared me.
Like, it actually fucking goes through.
It's fine. I know mouth to mouth.
Bottom flip into the throat.
Man, he
knows. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
What?
Okay, walk out of the cabin and they're like screaming over there, dude.
Why? Oh, yeah. No,
wait.
Are they having a mass orgy?
Oh my god, that's a risk. EA cunt.
Why is that the word people came up with?
Guys, get in bed, get in bed.
It just sounds like a sex term.
Why is yelling at them?
Get in bed, guys. Get in bed.
Yes. I was going outside to take Joey, I was going outside to take a whiz and I was like, I think they're like, something's going on. And
Kyla she literally was like, go.
I walk back in and I hear Kyla screaming, like, oh shit, get back inside.
Kyla's like, I just saw all you guys just shoot right into it.
Joey, do I have permission to go take a whiz outside? Can I take a whiz outside?
Nobody wants to listen to Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
All in favor of him not playing any music, say aye.
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 All in favor of the orgasm music.
Aye.
How many orgasms are you having right now? All I wanted to know is when you were recording.
Stop pleasuring yourself back there.
Why don't you say, let's be quiet, and you're saying that really close to the door.
Ethan.
We're allowed to be awake. There's no problem.
But like the words you're saying. She's going to walk into the back of the fence. It's just like,
I support feminism.
They don't give a shit how late we stay up tonight.
Yeah, we can do whatever.
As long as we're like not too ridiculously loud.
Out. Somehow.
No, there's like four of them.
So as long as we're not pterodactyl screaming, we're good, right?
No.
Ethan!
Okay.
No!
Don't
what did I just say?
This is why the Jews were playing.
Don't open the window!
It smells like fucking acid.
Why would you want to
go? Welcome to a boy's cabin.
Stop my stuff, Aaron! Jesus!
I'm recording all of it.
I cooked all five.
No, just open the one up.
Joey walks in.
We're gonna need both of them up. It's gonna be cold as hell in here.
Fuck.
Aaron!
At a church place.
You're a disappointment.
What is wrong with you? Jeez, Joe.
I really need to use the restroom. Calvin, will you come with me? I don't want to go alone. I don't want to go to junior gay clubs.
That's gross.
That's gay. I know! Tell my friend that! He went at the surgery, he asked if a D club was gay, and then argued that it wasn't.
Ah,
well, okay, I just need to use the restroom.
Ah,
Then go to a restroom. Not here, but go.
Layman,
what?
You're coming with me to the restroom.
Fine.
Don't touch the phone. I have it recording.
I'm not going to touch
don't
the phone.
Trust
why do you have
the
it recording?
Never trust the shot.
Water. Never trust a layman. What are you talking about?
Yeah, layman, you attacked from below and almost pulled me off the bunk. I don't think you should be talking,
you
honestly.
You ruined everything.
All right, let's go, layman. Wait,
ow,
man.
What the?
Guys, did the time change yet?
Nope, that happens at 5.
Okay.
Why?
I got it.
Why 5? Like, that's such a strange time to change the time. Like, no one's.
Oh, man.
No, change it at, like, minute.
Layman.
Man,
yeah, I know.
Three.
I
do.
You know why? No.
Right now.
There's no one to
let's
wake
go.
Up on.
No one wants
you. Calvin, you know why?
If
you
have to anchor bragging about it for
Greenwich,
it just validates that no one wants you.
Yeah, like, oh, the cat team is back!
Like
that's terrific.
Sure.
What are you talking about?
Didn't want to know it.
Layman,
no cats. Did somebody bring a spray bottle? Actually,
Harris,
I got it.
It's fine. Here,
Sean, it's fine. Follow the light, Harris.
This kid, he's a noob and he has a pillow over his head.
You know what else? Who else is a noob and has a pillow over his head?
Ow! I'm a cat too!
Don't hit me!
I tapped you, Jesus Christ.
No, you didn't! Hit me on my head!
I tapped you. Bam!
What are you doing?
He's being a cat. You might want to hide your
scroll. I'm only a cat around,
so
like.
Sorry.
What? You are white. Hold up. I'm only a cat around white people, which is all the time, because I'm white. You know, casual stuff.
But like, if there's Asians here, I'm not.
But there is an Asian here.
Aaron, my phone.
Aaron,
get down here.
Cats don't play my phone.
I give
me
below
my
you.
Baby.
It's below you.
It's not funny.
Come with
your
me to the bathroom,
your baby?
Aaron.
What did you find?
Aaron.
But darling. Stay with me, cause you're all I need.
Oh, she went.
This ain't love.
You're gonna get
it's here to see.
You're gonna get fucking punched.
But darling,
Ethan, will you?
Stay with me.
You need to go to the restroom.
Aaron, shut the fuck up.
Aaron.
Joey.
Oh.
Little Joey.
I will
kill
you.
Oh, God.
Scott, will you come with me to the restroom?
Hey,
I want to go alone.
Hey,
you could go alone.
Hey, okay, I'll go with you.
Come on.
Hey, I would like to be able to like spend some time with my sister tomorrow because like she'll
come on,
that's
baby,
weird.
Call me buzzer in the
you're
bathtub
weird.
With that toaster.
My sister's in college.
Wow.
Calm it down a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we're back. I hope you're not too terrified by that clip.
To you, it probably sounded like chaos, so we're just gonna break it down a little bit. And yeah.
The one asking to go to the bathroom constantly, that was me.
The one that turned into a cat, that was me.
Everyone else doesn't really matter, but I mean, you know. Fucking bus! I'm trying to record a goddamn fucking podcast, you human piece of human fucking feces. God. Sorry, that just sometimes people just.
Bro, why is there even a bus? It's only. Wait, what time is it ending?
It's fucking 2:51.
I guess school would be kind of ending.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we kind of have to fill up like another 5 minutes to make this a 10-minute. Well,
make it an actual podcast.
Yeah, so like, let's. Shit. So what are our plans for today?
We're going to go to downtown Denver and say the N-word and
No, that's for the KKK meeting.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're not part of KKK, by the way.
No,
actually, in actuality, we're not. But we say a lot of messed up things.
So we're going to go and talk to my fucking terrifying parents and try to get my debit card so that I can pay for some fucking shit. In the meantime, we're going to head over to a garden. And we might steal some of their tomatoes. We might not.
Yeah. Again, every time we make a podcast, something illegal happens. I don't know. It's just the way it goes. Yeah, so I guess right now we'll just resume walking, and if anything interesting comes up, we'll turn on mic again, right?
Can we talk about how fucking shitty Nissan trucks are? Like,
it's offensive to call them trucks.
Exactly! Like, you got those people that bitch about Chevy, and I get it, you know? Chevy's not the best. But, like, have you ever heard somebody just be like, yeah, dude, I got a Nissan.
I just put the lift kit on it, too.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? Like,
anybody out there with a Nissan truck, just get a Ford. Like, come on. It's not that hard.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Come on, guys. Like, this is it. You know, I'm tired.
Aaron. So we're also a little hungover.
No.
I'm a little hungover. I know.
I'm not. I'm doing fantastic.
Bro, what the hell is going on with this lawn? It's like, damn.
So let's talk about lawn care here.
Let's talk about lawn care.
All right, listen, guys. It ain't too late in your season right now to get started on something. Look. I got let go recently. Nothing bad, just like
you
because
got
fired
I. Because he was jacking off in front of the webcam.
That's wrong. I was actually. I'm going to college soon, so I. They were like.
Fortunately, which I think we can still do the podcast.
Yeah, because you can call. This app's awesome. Once again, Anchor, check them out. There's a sponsored clip in here. Just check them out.
Fucking great, dude.
Mm-hmm. But, anyways, great lawn care service. It's called Weedman Lawn Care. We are awesome. We'll do awesome things for you and do whatever we can to help you out. Basically, look, it's not too late in the season to get that nice, beautiful lawn. And if you don't care about your lawn, well, you should, because your lawn improves health and well-being of a family. It makes everyone feel better about themselves, and these people have Lawn Doctor, and it shows. Basically, our products are 65% soil release granular fertilizer, and less than you're in Denver, which is a 75% soil release granular fertilizer, lasts on lawn for 2-3 full months, gives your roots a greener, thicker, fuller lawn, as well as get those roots nice and deep into the ground. And so overall, you're going to get a really good product. On top of that, our weed control is phenomenal. They're basically going to help take care of those broadleaf weeds and those harder weeds. So if you're interested, just look up Weedman Lawn Care, 4.7 out of 5 stars on Google. Phenomenal service, takes care of your lawn, helps you out. If you want any questions, hit them up. And, there you go. There's lawn care tip of the day. Make sure to water your lawn. Make sure, don't be cutting it like a golf course. Because you ain't.
Lawn is not a golf course.
Your lawn is a house. If it was a golf course, you'd pay someone to do it for you. So, anyways.
Man, buses, out of here.
Like. I like screaming re.
It's fun. Fun times.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're almost at the field. What are we doing at the field, Aaron?
We're gonna go check out some vegetables. I picked up a, what is it? Banana squash, I believe. Very, very, very good. I highly suggest it. You know, Pornhub Premium, it's okay. Banana squash, it's gonna take care of your every need. You know, it's a 65%. Fucking shit, that's my train of thought.
Let me hear you. I want, like, I feel like you've heard my sales pitch so many goddamn times.
I've heard your, like, door-to-door a lot of times. I've also heard your, callbacks. Let me think. How does it go?
How does my door-knocking pitch go?
Oh, your door-knocking?
Yeah.
So, shoot. So you ring on the doorbell and you're like,
I come to the door. Hi.
Hi, this is Sean from Weed Lemon Lawn Care. Basically, what we're doing today is we're just going
wrong.
Around. Wait, how does it go?
Hi, how you doing today? This is Sean with Weedman Lawn Care.
Yeah,
we're just going around. No, you didn't say how you doing.
Oh, fuck that. I don't care how they are.
Yeah, you got it. You got to build a connection, Aaron.
Connection. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're just going
come
around.
Come on, come on. No, you guys got to ask me how I'm doing.
Hi, Sean. How you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
No, I'm doing pretty good, man.
Nice. What's up? Why are you at my door?
So basically, why are you at my door? People actually ask that.
Yeah.
What the fuck, really?
Yep.
Why are you at my door?
Yep.
Basically, what I'm doing today is I'm walking around just offering free estimates on your lawn. Today, I see you got a, actually, you got a very nice lawn, Harvard. So you have a lot of grub damage going on, especially in
that's the grub pitch. That's not my door-to-door pitch.
Wait, you don't do grub pitches door-to-door?
No, because you have to buy a lawn care service in order to get our grub prevented.
I see that you have a really fucking brown lawn and it looks like a piece of shit. So basically what I'm doing today is I'm walking around offering a free estimate. Basically what we're going to do is we're going to take a... Don't you guys take photos or some shit?
We use an aerial shot.
We use an aerial shot to just take a look at your lawn. It's completely free. You can give us a call back at any time. How was that?
That was miserable.
Fuck.
All right, are you ready? I'll do it, all right? Ready? Ready? I'm going to make you buy lawn care from me. Ready? Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. My wife just broke up with me after I got cancer, so, you know, times are tough, but...
Hey, look, man, I can see it. That's a really tough time, and I'm really sorry, and I don't want to take up too much of your time here. I know you're a busy person, and I completely understand that. Look, the reason for I'm here today is that we're just going around today offering free estimates on weed control and fertilizer.
Because I'm in a wheelchair, you think I can't take care of my lawn? Is that it?
Oh, no, sir, look, we get it. If you enjoy taking care of your lawn, that's perfect. Look, we just do the weed control and fertilizer. That's it. You know, and that's really what we focus on, and we're going to give you that best quality product that we can give you. So really, what we're going to be doing here is we'll use Google Maps to measure out your property. We'll give you a call back tomorrow with that free estimate, and after that, it's completely up to you. Once you give us your yes or no, we're not going to continue to call you back, even though we might. But yeah, no, overall, look, like, the greatest thing about this product is it's kid pet environmentally friendly. It's really going to take care of your lawn. So all you got to do here is confirm that your address is whatever the fuck address this
666
is.
666 South
Satan Lane. Awesome. Can I get a first name for you?
Bill.
All right, Bill. I need a last name really quickly here.
O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. Awesome. Hi, Bill O'Reilly. It's really nice to meet you. My name's Sean. look, I just really quickly need you here to signature saying it's all right for us to give you that free estimate. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Here, let me hand you this quick sheet really quick. It's just 10 reasons to go with Weedman Lawn Care. My favorite is that we are kid pet environmentally friendly. You know, I'm sure you've heard about that whole thing going on with the Raid product of the weed control there, with it containing that glycerol stuff that's going to really help, like, cause cancer and stuff. And I know that's going to be important to you.
Nice move.
And so, look, the thing is, our products are kid pet environmentally friendly, so you don't have to worry about that at all. Really, overall, what you're going to get is a really quality product, a really quality service, and it's going to help take care of you. Come on, let's go. May I ask, what's your main priority when it comes down to lawn, your lawn?
No, honestly, I want to be able to keep it short, but I also want it to be very full and green.
Hey, look, awesome, Bill. Look, the thing about our fertilizer is that 75% Sorley's granular fertilizer. It's going to last the lawn for 2-3 full months. It's going to sit there. It's going to really get into the roots. Compared to our competitors' products or the stuff you're going to buy in the store, it's going to fast feed the grass and just kill it, honestly. Because, you know, it's like you know, you throw down some gummy bears, and yeah, sure, you're going to be helped, and you're going to be, you know, a little bit less hungry, but you're not going to be satisfied. You know what you want to eat?
I've worked with True Green Fruit for many, many years, and they've never disappointed me. So how do I know that yours is better?
Look, I can tell you my products are better because our fertilizer is that 65% slow-release fertilizer. And as I said before, it lasts on for 2-3 full months. And as I was about to say, it's almost like a steak dinner compared to a few gummy worms. You know? It's not going to take care of it. One of our applications is 5 compared to theirs. So overall, Bill, our products are going to be superior. Also, when it comes down to our service, is we're local and owned and operated, meaning we're not some big company that's rich and it doesn't care about you as a customer. We are going to take care of you. We're all just based out of Oxford and Santa Fe. I'll literally write down my address here for you, Bill. I want you to keep that address, and I want you to know that if any time any problem comes up, I want you to show up at that office at day or night, and we'll take care of you. All right, Bill?
You know, that actually sounds like you do care. You know, True Green, they take care of me, but, you know, they never talk to me, they never do anything. Mm-hmm. I really love somebody who actually cares.
Yeah, see, like, our technicians are going to knock on the door every time we come out. We're going to call or text you the day before to let you know that we're going to be out there, so that way, if you have a job or something, you can take care of and make arrangements. You know, our technician's going to walk through the lawn with you. They're going to take care of you and really let you know what's going on with the lawn. After that, we're also going to give you a follow-up email. It's going to let you know what we did and why we did it. We're going to educate you through the entire process, Bill. True Green is just going to leave you in the dark, tell you what they're doing, and really what their products are doing on your lawn. That should really give you some confidence, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I agree with you there. And thanks for making that clear. I would really appreciate emails.
about what's exactly going on with my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good. Well, anyways, Bill, we'll give you that call tomorrow, and I hope to really take care of your lawn. And honestly, Bill, I really think we can make an improvement, and if we do take care of your lawn, I'd look forward to being here again, all right?
Thanks, man.
Yeah. See, that's how you pitch some goddamn lawn care. You know? You just gotta keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. No matter how hard they say. You know?
Yeah.
And there you go. There's your lessons. And now we've talked for 10 minutes and we feel like we have done something efficient and we can actually upload this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways. Thank you, guys.
Fuck
we'll talk to you later. Bye. Fuck you.